Hello, hello. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Glitz and Glamour. This is your boy, Teddy J, and my girl, Molly Angela, in the building with me. What's up?
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Glitz and Glamour. It's your host, Model Angela.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm getting all kinds of messages on my phone right now.
You're getting all kinds of messages. Oh, Lord.
I'm just getting, like, ridiculous notifications. I'm sorry, guys. I really just cut my phone back on because I got tired of talking to people for a second. But, anywho.
I thought you were getting, like, people were sending you dick pics or something.
Oh, no, not tonight.
You hear how she said that? I'm saying every episode, as if we find out how naughty you really are, right? Shaking my head at you.
I didn't do nothing.
Angela, naughty, y'all. Don't be falling for Angela. She got that innocent look, but don't fall for it, man.
Angela is 100% innocent. Innocent.
Don't fall for that. She going to have y'all going to y'all mama crying, trying to ask them why. I want to marry her, man. I want to marry her so much.
Whatever, second.
You and Dizzy. It's like opposite. Every episode, we find out how naughty you are, and every episode, Desi tries to fool us to be more and more innocent, but we're not fooled by Desi either. Desi just as naughty as you.
Nope.
Am I on air?
You are on air. That's why I called you out.
Yeah, because I'm like, wait a minute. I hear my name. What's going on? Hello, everybody. What's the video?
What I was talking about was how every episode we find out how naughty Angela really is. And
I'm
every
really
episode
not.
You try to fool us more and more to make us almost make you happy, believable that you're very, very innocent. But we know you're just as naughty, too. So I'm warning these people to watch out from y'all because y'all. They gonna get themselves in a heap of trouble trying to get y'all extra innocent.
I'm innocent.
Well, I mean, I ain't gonna lie, so you know. Yeah.
I'm innocent.
I get down, so I don't know. What can I say?
What's up?
Innocent.
You ain't supposed to see that side until the bare room anyway. So of course I'm supposed to be innocent on the outside, very respectable, very. Behind the door. Oh yeah.
I can see right through it.
No, I'm serious.
Yeah,
because
you got that innocent look too. Y'all the ones that we gotta watch.
True, but at the same time, you can be innocent on the outside, but you have your moments where you need to put it down in public as well. Like it's not. Not necessarily. Yeah, PDA that goes with that too. But sometimes you gotta. I don't know, man. You just got to spice it up, man. The ladies on these pornos I be watching, the white women is doing their thing. And I always say, as black women need to step up and do our thing. So, hey, you got to do it, man.
Yeah, so basically, I'm on the same page. You basically saying that, you know, every now and then, I mean, you can just be ladylike, but every now and then you got to let people know, hey, just so you don't forget, don't let it fool you. I say I'm going to be ladylike, but. Yes, I am. The freak tends to come out in public sometimes. Don't mean it'll come out full flown, all in your face. But you know, you get little glimpses.
Absolutely.
And it won't make you less lady like for giving glimpses.
Absolutely. That's how you keep a man. Well, that's one thing. How you keep a man.
That is one thing. Yeah, don't think that's the only thing, y'all. Get that. Yeah, get the notepad out.
I know, that's why I say that one thing. Yeah, they like that. That's spontaneous, that promiscuous, and that, yeah, you got to be that for your dude. Shit, if you don't do it, who else going to do it? That other chick on the side that's waiting at any moment for you to mess up? Can't please. Nah. But now what's going on, though? Like, for real, I'm a little late because I am at work, but, you know, I am dedicated and I am passionate about Glitz and Glamour. Dusk
after dawn.
But I'm here, and yeah, what's going on, people?
Amen.
I was asking y'all, wondering what y'all been up to.
Working, man. working.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Working on opening my, launching my store, actually, for June. So stay tuned.
Yeah, I saw your post during the fight. You were talking about why everybody else watching the fight. This is what I'm doing.
Yeah, I really hate I missed it, too, because I heard it was a good one.
Oh, I had to fight on it. I was doing like you were. I had to fight on it, and I was working at the same time.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, that kind of sucks. Who's going to tell us the topic for today's show?
On today's topic is why are men and women afraid of commitment?
Interesting.
And
it was so funny because when Desi texted me and sent about the topic or whatever, I was telling her I had kind of like a same type of question dealing with commitment, you know, since I ended the last show saying that I was afraid of happiness because I think like a whole thing to do with commitment at the same time. So this should be a pretty interesting topic today. And today is a shorter show. We're only doing 1 hour, everyone. So, and if I sound kind of like funny, my sinus and my allergies are doing the most to me tonight.
No, you sound really clear.
Hey, I'm here. You think so? I feel like I'm underwater.
Yeah. I mean, you, of course, you know. You got sinus and like an allergy. Sometimes it is harder to control keeping in your voice that way. That's the hard part I hate.
Yeah.
It's like when you got to give ingestion and stuff, yeah, you can get it clear, but then you got out of nowhere.
You'd be like that.
So, I know tonight I'm in entertainment, for entertainment news, man.
Did y'all watch Love and Hip Hop yesterday?
Yes,
no,
I did.
No, I didn't, so you got to tell me about it.
It is just ratchet.
I kind of like
so far the feel I got for Waka Flocka and his girlfriend Tammy, I kind of like their little relationship. It seems like it may be okay, but of course,
I met his mom back in 2010, and she's fucking hilarious. She's hilarious, and
she's hilarious on the show.
And what's up?
She's hilarious on the show and blunt.
Yeah, that's what I like about it because. What you see on TV as far as her, you really get there in real life. She's not putting on no front just for the show. That's how she really is.
Yeah. And what else happened on the show?
Mimi and Nico. Mimi over there putting those fake-ass crocodile tears on about that damn sex tape.
Oh, yeah. That was so fake. There's another episode supposed to come on tomorrow of Love and Hip Hop talking about the whole leaking of their sex tape.
They got an episode already coming on.
Y'all married, and they have a really nice house. Yeah, that's about it, really.
I like you know what? Some people may feel some sort of way with me saying this, but I like Stevie J and Jocelyn together. Because they both goofy as hell, and it's like, man, I don't know how it is off camera, but on camera, it's saying, like, if you had to read off how they listen, probably is just looking on camera. It's like, it is fun as hell watching the two of them. Like, it's like they could have their own reality show easily and entertain you the whole season.
I'd be laughing. Jocelyn don't care what she say, how she say it. She's just hilarious. But my thing was, like, I don't know if anybody else caught it, but you know how the show comes back on for when the season begins and the people, each cast member talks about themselves or what they've been up to. The first shit out of Mimi's mouth was, yeah, I heard about Stevie and his girl, Jocelyn. Like, why is that the first thing you have to say out your mouth? Like, why?
Because it was
like,
rehearsed.
First off, it was fucking rehearsed. Why?
And second off, she's hating because, I mean, the thing is, you're hating, but you talking to this old Sid from fucking Ice Age looking ass dude who just as much, you want, like, I mean, this is how I personally feel about him. I feel Nico wants to be Stevie J so bad. Like, everything about him is like, I want to be Stevie J. I want to talk to the girl he talked to. I want to try to be controversial like him. He's trying too hard to be Stevie J.
Yeah, of course. But I think him and Mimi just did that just to, you know, survive a few more episodes on the show.
I'm done with them already. They can just get off the fucking season. And I'm just not. We are, yay, we know about the sex table. Okay, y'all said something about it. Irrelevant. Get off the show now.
Yeah, I'm just not feeling them already. But we shall see what happens.
Yes. Did you watch This Is High 97?
No, I missed that, but I did watch Real Housewives of Atlanta.
They had CBJ and Jocelyn on High 97. On This Is High 97.
Really? What happened?
Yeah, they were playing poker. They were playing poker against E-Roy and them in the radio station.
Oh, I knew when they walked in, but I didn't watch it.
Yeah, that was hilarious because CBJ was losing against them when Johnson played. Johnson was fucking up from House of Flint. She ended up taking 10 Gs from his ass.
Dang.
It seemed too scripted. But once I started figuring out it is for what it is, I kind of like that show now because it's funny. It's funny as hell. And if you realize it's not, you know you're not thinking. You just, if you know in your heart, you're like, hey, you know this ain't going to be extra ratchet. You know that going in, you won't expect anything, and you'll just accept it for what it is. And then we look at it that way, it's a good show.
This is off topic, guys. But we have to wish Fats Domino a happy belated birthday. His birthday was Saturday.
Aw, happy birthday.
Happy belated birthday. One of our
happy
great
birthday,
supporters.
I'm pretty sure the name Fat Domino, the fat part of his name, I definitely met somebody. He's probably eating a bunch of cake.
Really?
Yeah, I had to. That corny ass joke was like, I'm lingering. I had to get out myself.
Because it was corny.
It was corny. It was a corny in my head. It was just as corny coming out. So yesterday was my niece's second birthday.
Oh.
Yes. That was hilarious. I let her call into the show yesterday. She's like, that was what she said on the show. that was the word she said. Was,
that's funny.
That was what she said. Such great journalism.
That's funny. Well, happy belated birthday to your niece as well. And anybody else born in the month of May, okay? Happy birthday to all y'all. It is May, right? Yeah, it's May.
Yeah, it's May.
Well, I said, I'm feeling stupid. Don't shoot me. I know, because I remember Desi's birthday, because I remember we had somebody sing happy birthday to her. Oh, no, we celebrated your birthday here too, Angela. That's mine. I was about to say, who was that? We had to celebrate Houston's on here. Yeah, that's what it was. Okay.
I don't have a birthday. I don't age.
You do have a birthday. You know, because this is how we do. This is the discussion we had. You're the same age as the twins. So nice try.
Same age. It's two sets of them. So leave it alone. Look, two sets of them.
So, yes. calm that ass up. it's about that time. You got to go to some music, kind of. Speaking of the birthday boy, we're going to go to a track by him. And then we're going to play something else, too. So hang in there. We'll be back right here on Glitz and Glamour with the craziest ladies and most beautiful ladies in the world, Desi and Ma Angela. We'll be back.
Good God Almighty. Like back in the old days. You know, years ago, they had the A&R men to tell you what to play, how to play it, you know, whether it's disco or rock. But we just went in the studio and we did it. We had champagne in the studio, of course, you know, compliments of the company, and we just laid back and did it. So we hope you enjoy listening to this album half as much as we enjoy playing it for you, because we had a ball. Only real music's going to last. All that other bullshit is here today and gone tomorrow.
Yeah. We got Boogie in here, man. My nigga Dre home. City miss you, my nigga. Marlo just walked in. Yeah. Look, finally got a taste of it, now I want more. So me and my bros can ball like the hardball. Spent a lot of years being called the R-ball. Now labels wanna play hardball, so we just do it independent. All this money that we spending, trying to keep everything non-fiction. And now they say I never knew you could rhyme. Guess we ain't wasting money on studio time. See, we do it for the love of the game. And when it's all over, hope the hoes love us the same. But they never will. I don't wanna retire and have to come back. And I don't wanna be a player no more. But lately a nigga been rhyming like I'm trying to bring fun back. My nigga said take one track, keep it up. So I been cooking up this crack, trying to keep the buzz and make the whack rappers give it up. The fame went from like 15 minutes to 15 seconds, sorta like a Vine video. But there's still enough time to put my city on. All my mom's friends looking like my has he grown. My ex-girls hit me up, guess I don't mind it at all. But it's usually late nights when the wine be involved. They try to come through, but my pride be involved. Like, remember in the past when the timing was off, and you wouldn't give a nigga play with moms in the house, and I didn't have a ride, wasn't driving at all. Look, nowadays they like fast, what's up with the music? I remember only family would use it, only family would call me that. And every nigga in the book wanna be part of that. And every hoe we meet wanna be where we party at. I'm tryna cardio the game, no cardiac, it's all just a part of rap. See, I wake up, say a prayer to the Most High. Most guys so surprised how I coast by. These days most rhymes by clothes and rides and hoes behind. I don't mind exposing guys. Every flow on point like CP3 and LAC. How you go from acing SATs and barely speaking? Now trying to get meetings with L.A. Reid. We dream big but don't care for the sleep. Tell Jesus take the wheel, I need a meal like Bob Barker. Wish he would've took the wheel when it was Paul Walker. When the good die young and leave us all bothered. The bigger you are, the fall harder. The bigger the watch, the time borrow. A few got it, we all want it. Shit, what I get on, we all ballin'. A couple mixtapes under the waist. I'm about to get the album on the way. Look out for it. Everything around me.
Yeah. in a wallet and $100 bills for a bank to burn. She jazzy, she classy, don't trust nobody with a dollar bill. And I ain't talking about love time. When I say little mama worked out of me, and everybody wanna get her. But can't nobody get with her except me. She's so sweet, that's why I call her Mrs. Tipper.
Miss nigga body's milk. She dig, 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 digger than a sticker. Say she dig, 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 digger than a sticker. Say she dig, 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 digger than a sticker. Got the whole world watching, all in your Miss nigga. She bouncing. Girl, you better work. Slow that thing down. You dripping chocolate on my shirt. I know that you a flirt. You got your homegirls with you. Miss Kit Kat, Miss Hershey's ain't got nothing on Miss Smith.
All right, all right, all right. We're back.
Hello, I'll tell you that last song was by somebody from Dallas.
They said that was about Desi.
She's so stupid.
They said I was told that song was that song was written about Desi. That's what he told me. Because I'm not. Don't shoot the messenger.
Yeah, so stupid.
Oh man, we back, we back, and you see as they play, too much, man. I'm innocent around here. They always playing.
Shaking my head.
And I'm literally over here shaking my head while I'm singing. Shaking my head. Shaking my head. Mm-mm-mm.
That's funny. Well, guys, let's go ahead and jump into our topic since we have a short show tonight.
Okay.
Why do men and women have commitment issues? That's it. Blame my Alka-Seltzer, y'all.
Who taking the reins first?
We'll let you take it, Penny. You haven't taken the reins first in a long time.
I took the reins first last week.
I don't recall. Go ahead.
Oh, God. Okay. shoot, man. I'm about to say, from my personal standpoint, it just depends, man. It depends on where you're at in your life. It depends on what that point a person is at that point in their life. And it's funny because my dad mentioned something about this on Sunday. A lot of times when we're single and we'll look for affection most is when we're not busy. And because you're a busy person, you're a person who's not busy at the moment. That tends to be a time when you are when you really get hardcore and actively trying to find somebody. And so at that point, you kind of just dive into something, that you were just too premature and you weren't quite ready for it. And so then now that you get, then when you get into something, you start getting busy again. Your mind's not there, and you jump into something you weren't quite ready for. They were just there for a temporary fix. So I think this is one of the problems, because I think too many of us, I'm getting in temporary. We're trying to make temporary situations be permanent solutions. It's not going to happen. And when you do that, you're going to go make yourself miserable, and you're not going to have the willpower to stay in that relationship or whatever very long. And okay. So, yeah, I mean, I know that first and him done it. Like, you know, that's part of the reason why I'm single is because I'm just so busy. I'm so busy, and it's like you until you get to that point where you feel comfortable allowing someone else to come into the circle who's going to be fully, you know, fully involved and ready to understand what your dream is and what you're trying to get accomplished. It's not going to they're not going to really fit well with you, and you're not going to be committed to them because the more they deter of trying to not be fully committed to helping you, you're not going to be committed to that relationship. So that's my quick take. And you see what y'all gonna say? I might have some more to add to that.
Uh-oh. I mean, it makes sense, Eddie.
Look, I didn't say anything because when I thought about the topic, it was longer than what it is. I don't know. I'm always coming up with a long, like, extra topic. I don't know. But it was kind of like, how can I put it? Is it because, I guess it's a question to you, Betty. Is it because you choose the wrong individual, in this case a woman, or is it because you thought you had that, I'm not going to say perfect because nobody's perfect, but is it because you was under the impression that she was everything that you kind of asked God for, or you kind of, like, you know, I'm looking for this type of woman. I'm looking, you know, I have this type of, don't worry about it. I'm sorry. I went blank for a minute. But, like, is it because of that reason? Because I know, like, when a girl heard a good guy, like, that guy changes. And it is hard for him to commit because he's been hurt so bad. It's like it's worse than a woman when she hurts bad, because we can always bounce back. But for a man, it's really hard, because when they love hard and they go all the way. But when that person that they thought that was, like, cool, you know, like, is that the reason?
I think you just said it perfectly. And it kind of adds to that, to what you were saying. It's like, because of the fact that if you're a busy person and, you know, you spend so much time getting your grind on your stuff, if you do give somebody a chance, you don't have time to waste. So they got to play catch up. You're not giving that person developmental time, but you don't got time for developmental. You want that person to be ready to go, and you want them to be on point of everything you want, because your time is very valuable. So if you can't, you know, you can't afford for that person not to be completely on point, and then most of the stuff you like about them completely changes, you know, as you start talking to them more, then it's going to push you away. So, I mean, yeah, I think you perfectly put it. It's not even just the fact of, is it the person who you want? It's the fact that the time you have, your time is so valuable. You don't want anybody to waste your time, and you want them, if they're going to come at you, they got to understand that your time is very valuable, so if you're not on point all the way, don't even step to me, because all you're going to do is going to just be detrimental to what we're trying to make happen.
Yeah, and I think I kind of agree with you when you was like, it comes with time and age. But, you know, I guess at the end of the day, it just depends on that individual. Because the older ones, for some reason, I hear stories from, you know, some of my coworkers, you know, they older than me. And they have stories about the older guys that was born in, like, 70, 56. So, you know, I guess it just depends on the individual, for one.
For me, too, this is, like, I tend to get the people who I tend to get along with the most. And, you know, even if I don't stay in a relationship or some type of, you know, thing leading up to a relationship, they're still my girl, the best of friends, because if they're a person who's in the industry, I tend to get along with them so much more. People who are not in the industry, and especially you being a female model, you know, to y'all being female models, y'all like to deal with it 10 times worse, that people don't understand the time you got to put in. And don't understand, you know, some of the stuff in the industry they don't know how to take well. Somebody said this in the chat to me yesterday about how some people tend to lose interest in you who are not in the industry who you talk to because they want all your attention. And what they don't understand is in the industry that we're in, they won't get this, they can't get all of our attention. Yes, you want to give your man or your woman as much attention as possible. But the industry that we're in, we have, you know, they might not going to get as much as a person who isn't in the industry.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, I mean, I can pretty much say that. Not saying that you're not caring about them at all. Because, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that you're not going to put in time of making it work, but you will have, but your attention is going to not. More when it comes to being an entertainment type of industry, think about it. Like, for instance, you know, like I can use Jay-Z and Beyonce, for example. The fact they had to go on tours, you know, Jay-Z's not with her on every tour stop. So as a person in the industry having to make those certain moves, having to go do those tour stops and whatnot for the fans and whatnot, not all of your attention on always and time is always going to be with that person. And some people don't understand that people who are non-industry people can't deal with it a lot of times. Not saying everyone, but a lot of them can. And when I watch it, y'all women get the worst. It's always because y'all take sexy, if you take a semi-sexy picture and a bunch of males show a bunch of affection for it, they want to start tripping and shit. And then that pushes y'all away from wanting to deal with them. And that's completely understandable. Because in the day, just because you take, that's not saying, hey, oh, just got to take these sexy pictures, I'm going to go cheat on you tomorrow type of thought process.
Yeah. Angela, what do you think? Like, do you agree with that? Really, Angela, what are you doing?
Clearly, I am listening, but I don't know if Angela agrees with what you said or if I agree with what Sandy said, because you just said, do you agree with that? Bitch, there's been a lot of that that just occurred.
Okay, clearly Sandy was the last one talking, so clearly I'm talking about his discussion on the topic, like, not me. Come on.
Yeah, see how she be trying to trick me?
Come on, Felicia.
I have time for this, but I'm full of my sinus medication. How about I just tell you how I feel about this topic?
Okay, go ahead.
And I'm only going to say it from my standpoint of my own personal commitment issues. And I feel like it's due to the fact, like, I'm more so afraid of commitment just, like, out of a fear of happiness. Like, my trust is one thing that's already messed up, but I have a fear that if I finally decide that I'm going to commit to this one person, then I'm going to miss out on something else. So it's like I'm always looking for something better than what I have
right now,
if that makes any sense. So it's like you're afraid to commit because if you commit here and then you see something later, you know, like you already committed somewhere else. So you can't go off onto another relationship if you're serious when you commit. But that's just how I personally think about commitment.
So basically this, if I'm reading what you said, it's not that you don't like the person, like wherever you're with, it's not that you don't like them. It's just the fact of, do you feel, it's like, it's kind of like this sometimes too, and I kind of see you going. It's like sometimes they feel like if you commit to the person too much, it's like you feel like you're like already married to them type of stuff, and then that's the end. And the more, because the more committed you get, the closer you are getting to that point. And if you do that, it's like you said, this is it. And then it's like it's that voice in your head saying, "Am I sure is this it?"
Yeah, it's always that voice. It's like, "Am I sure that I'm happy? Am I sure that this is the man that I want, or do am I okay with him not doing this and not having everything that I require in a relationship? It's just a matter of, is he really that full package, or enough of that full package that I'm willing to accept, or is there somebody who's able to capture all of my complete attention and make me not worry about if or maybe anybody else in the future?
Right. I'm at the rubber on that, because I kind of feel, I think that way a lot too. I mean, especially if something in the past messed you over, and or that person did something in the past that you know of that may have, you know, that may be detrimental to you in some type of way. You're afraid, oh my God, I'm not going to be able to deal with this person. So, yeah, I agree with you. I agree where you're going with that.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like, without making him like my husband, I just feel like you just have to fucking wow me every morning. Even the mornings I don't like your ass, I still need to be wowed. Like, I got to look at you for the rest of my life. So it can't be like, oh, I like him today, and then I can't like him more. Like, that's just not going to work for a lifetime, because that's the type of stuff that makes you cheat. Like, you can't, you just need the whole package.
You know another problem with me, Angela? I don't like a girl who, if I'm mad, or she has to disagree with something, she won't tell me. I don't like that shit. Just tell me about disagree. Like, and when I say that, I mean just stuff that, you know, is not, because I mean there's some stuff you can read off a woman, but there's some stuff you can't read that there's no way even another woman can read. They have to come out and tell you. Like, for instance, hey, oh, I'm supposed to go. Like, they mad because their mom died. I mean, they're thinking about a dog that died, like, years ago. You didn't know about that. They never told you about and they never told you the situation and all stuff that's not common knowledge, that you can't deal with it. I hate when women do that. Like, come on, see, there's some stuff that some guys just be able to read, but there's some stuff that's like facts and stuff that you wouldn't know. And it's like, and another thing for me is when I'm mad, don't make it sound like what pushed me away is when a person keeps thinking just because I'm mad, I'm going to be mad, I'm just mad at them forever. Like, I'm a person, I get over stuff real quick. Like, don't just sit, like, when I'm mad, don't keep asking me until you talk to me. I hate that shit. Oh, are you mad? Are you mad? Are you mad? Like, no. Stop asking me every time. I'm not mad. I got over it. I told you I get over it. I'm a person who gets older stuff. So don't keep bringing that up. So, yeah.
I don't like people to ask me if I'm mad. Like, if you ask me if I'm mad, if I say no, leave me the fuck alone. If you continue to ask me if I'm mad, I'm going to pretty much get mad. And I'm going to snap your neck. Just leave it the fuck alone. If I ain't say yeah, leave it alone.
Yeah, no, see, the trick to it is don't ask me, man. You know, they have to do like an ice. The best way to talk about it is an icebreaker. And kind of, you know, to talk about something that they usually would be interested in talking about. If they're not trying to talk about it, then that means that they're not feeling right at the moment. But I'm going to go to the line because I know who that's got to be. You know, Mr. Birthday Boy, who's usually very opinionated on our topics. What's up, Fats?
What's good, man?
Not much. What's up, bro?
How y'all doing, Desi, Angela?
Hey. Hi.
All right, before I kind of gave an opinion, I kind of heard you guys. I miss Desi. I missed hers. But I kind of had something to say about Shelly and Angela. I'm gonna go at Angela first because she likes attention. For one, you must have some pretty good offers to just pass on happiness like you do. Secondly, you watch too many chick flicks to be wild every day. That's not what love is. Like, you need to be wild every day.
Yeah.
I mean, There's a woman can be wild every day for all these chick flick ideas. You gotta wake up every morning and get with her.
Yeah, one thing Angela needs to kind of figure out is you look for somebody with the full package when you should look for somebody with enough that you can build on, because you can create your own full package. Everybody, every dude you meet, he's just not going to have it. He might have money, but he might beat on you. He might be funny, but he might last 30 seconds in a bed. Like, you got to figure out what you're going to build on. You can't just be like, this is not the full package, let me pass. Like, you got to figure out which one you're going to start with.
Yeah, with that too, bro, even with me on my side with women, man, like, it's not about having a full package. It's about if the damn, if what's offered in the brochure changes while you're talking to them, that's going to lose my attention. Like, don't be in the brochure, you're offering all this stuff, and then all of a sudden, I couldn't find out it's not what was told, it wasn't what was presented to me.
Another thing he said he was saying is, I didn't understand how time was like your reason for being fearful of commitment. I didn't understand how that went together.
Exactly. That's why I asked, are you sure about that? Like, that's why I asked. Because I was like,
No, okay. I'll try this bit because, okay, as far as time, like, I mean, it goes back to what I was saying about, like, the person, because we took a package discussion or whatever. A lot of time, like, for instance, if you are a single but not, you're a person who works hard and do whatever, and then you give your time, and you take that time that you usually are working hard over, and you making this time and say, okay, let's introduce somebody into my life and start working and start giving my time to them. And then they're not appreciating their time, or it's just so many things, like, they just take stuff for granted. It is wasting time. That's what I mean as far as a bit. It kind of pushes you away. It's like, you're like, you staying strong and trying to push, but when they keep, you know, wasting time, or what they say, like, it goes back to what I said about the package deal. If, when, you know, you talk to these people, you hope for the best that what you know, eventually want to talk to, for most part they are that, and then they waste your time and they're not like that, then that goes back to where my thing is about time was relative to time. They're wasting the time. Your time is very valuable in the first place, so for a person to just completely change in you, and that's the type of, that was what you were interested in, is wasting that time that was very valuable, that you said, you know what, I'm gonna give away this time so that I can show this person I really care about them. Does that make sense more?
I need to ask a question, because everybody on this show is you've been in that situation where commitment comes up. So commitment isn't like when you meet somebody, you think of like, okay, can I commit to this person? Commitment is like, you've been seeing somebody and it gets serious too. Commitment is an issue, right? Like, commitment is already known.
Some people
person,
should be committed off the bat. That's the crazy part.
Committed on the first date?
No, I'm not. No, no, that's my point. I think sometimes some people want you to be committed, fully committed from jump. That pushed me away too. That pushed me away from future commitment, because you want me to be, come out the gate, want to be committed. There's no way you can kiss it.
Yeah, I feel like commitment comes when you say, okay, we're official, we're together. Like, we just dating, or we just been on a few dates, or nobody said anything. Like, why would you commit to somebody when you don't know what it is?
And that's the problem. A lot of people get that confused. That's where a lot of my problem is, too, is, like, a lot of people get that confused. They want you to be committed from week one, and this is not happening. How can I commit to something? It's like, for instance, sign and die line. Like, someone approaches you at a business deal and says, hey, I want you to join a business with me, and you're not fully committed to them until you sign that dotted line. If I'm not happy with the terms in the contract, I'm not going to sign a dotted line and commit to it. And some of them are not picking up on that. You're not going to be committed right away to saying, hey, okay, Oh, I met you for a week. All right, I'm gonna start being committed to you.
Okay. Can I hear?
Desi away a lot of times too. I've met people who think like, okay, you all, we've been dating for a week and we're talking to the phone every night, and I think we should, you know, this is what they want, and all of a sudden, once you just commit right then and there, it's like, what the hell?
Yeah. Is Desi there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Can I hear your thing? I kind of missed it.
When it comes to me, and I know how I am, I'm really not trying to be the devil advocate, like, for real, but if I'm involved with someone, and I'm not committed right off the bat, no. I won't be committed until I know for sure we're on the same page. Like, we kind of know for sure that, you know, okay, this is going somewhere. I can actually see, you know, us building something together. And I'm not speaking about marriage. I'm just speaking about, like, a really true, like, foundation. It's, like, friendship. Like, we're, like, close. We could talk about anything. There's no limit to what we can do. And I'm not talking about just sexual. But at that moment when I realized that, okay, this guy, I mean, he's showing me, like, this is what it is. Whether, you know, we go on a Bible study, we, like, reading the Bible together, you know, doing outings together, like, you know, think at that moment, as long as he's showing me, not just telling me that, you know, he's for me, I won't be afraid to commit to him. But where issue come in is with me, because this happened to me before, he did everything, and he wasn't committed. He played me like a fool, like he was committed, but he wasn't committed. Because, like Angela say, he has someone on the other side. If you have someone on the other side, how can you be committed? But for some reason, he played the role so good, like so good. So I was blind to the little things that kind of was like red flags. So with that, is like that could be a little issue. I've never let it be an issue, but that is something that's like, okay, you know, I learned from it. So it's like now it's like, okay, if I notice something or something is going wrong, I'm going to address it. I won't be afraid to commit, but I will address whatever the issue is. And if I see that something is still not right, then I'll have to let it go. But that's pretty much like my feed on it. Like if I know like me and his, like him and I are on the same page, then yeah, I'll commit. But we have to be on the same page, like going, like working towards something, not just having fun and enjoying life. Like I want to have fun, enjoy life with you, but also let's like progress and build something and do something for, you know, with each other. Like that's my thing. So I know once, when he do decide, okay, God, is this the one for me, then he can make that decision when it comes to marriage. I think that's when the marriage can be successful and it will gain more than, you know, your average marriage because, you know, marriage now when you talk about committed, I know so many people that's married, been married for years and they have an affair. But, you know, it's just like, I don't know, it's just, I don't know. If we on the same page and I know what I got and he know what he has, like, it's not a problem. I will always be committed to that one.
I got you. My opinion, I guess as far as the topic goes, it's like why men and women are afraid of it. I think what Steady J was trying to say was they're afraid of commitment because you don't want to waste your time. I think that's what he was saying.
Mm-hmm.
But I know, like, from personal experience, like myself, I've probably been afraid of it because maybe I just got out of some and I didn't want to come back into it. So, and when I speak of that, I speak of, like, me having somebody around and then when it got to that point to whether it was going to make us or break us, I was like, okay, I don't want to do this, right? You know what I'm saying? So soon. So you have to, I had to break it off. But I know guys that play the field like they don't want to give up having options. You know what I'm saying? And same with women. especially a pretty woman, she can probably get a dude to do anything for her, like Angela. You know what I'm saying? Don't nobody want to give up those options. Like, not everybody. not everybody want to do that, though. Like, I got friends. I got a friend that, like, he got hurt by a girl when he was, like, younger, probably around, like, 20, 19. And ever since then, like, commitment is, like, a no-go. You know what I'm saying? So that went along with what somebody else said as far as being hurt in the past. But, I mean, I can't really think of no other reasons, like logical reasons. Maybe you just don't want to get hurt, something like that.
That's what I'm thinking, too. But my thing is, should that be an excuse? Because if he did that, like, okay, I understand. But, like, come on, like, I'm here now. Like, I'll be talking to you. Like, it's no rush. And believe me, it's really no rush. I'm not rushing to do it. But I just want to know, like, some guys is just like, they don't want it. Like you say, those options, that is so selfish to me. That irritates me. I don't know. Like, I don't want to get upset, but it really bothers me. Because there's too much going on. Like, why you have to have, like, all the women? Like, really?
Ask Angela.
I don't know.
Pretty much the same.
I mean, Angela can't say nothing because she's a woman, but my thing is, like, I mean, two guys on the show, that's Domino
okay.
and, you know, Teddy, and it's just like, why is it? Like, at the end of the day, if I'm at home doing everything, I'm proving to you that I'm doing everything, you still want to step out.
I kid you not. It's options. It's options. Like, I had a friend. We went out to the club, and, like, he got dissed by a girl. He was like, man, I just need to go back to my girl. Like, it's options. Like, nobody wants like, everybody wants options, but at the end of the day, you don't know what your options is. Like, Angela knows what her options is. Sadie J might know what his options is. So where if he doesn't commit to one girl, another girl is already over there. You're just not going to clear out your deck. Like, you just won't do that. You know what I'm saying? So,
I got an egg in a basket.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Ain't nothing cut that bitch off.
Hey, goodbye. Good night. Shit.
Yeah, it's basically having options to where you're not going, like, it's just not smart to give up on somebody who's trying to give you everything they got just to go be by yourself. That's not smart. So chances are it's another girl.
How lucky is an hour show tonight? I'm just going to put that out there.
Say what?
I like the hour because we get straight to the point. We don't prolong
the point.
You get straight to the point what we want to say.
It's true, but they're
about to do that stuff in part two, part three. You be like, oh, I need you to get straight to it, man.
Yes, because it's like I have so many questions because I'm not a man. So to get a man perspective on something that I'm confused about and want to know, this is why I come up with these topics, because
well,
I want to know. I'm not doing
this
for fun.
If you got any questions, you know, my office hours are from.
Maybe you should post it as a question on our Facebook group and see what responses you get.
You know, I find a lot of times some people are just shy. They just won't say anything. Like, I don't know.
Some people are shy.
They'll post on Facebook comments all day, but they will not talk.
They don't, because I put the question to the virgin get perform oral sex to a virgin should someone perform oral sex on a virgin. Nobody said anything. Callers and listeners, I need y'all to, like, really, like, you know, questions like
involved. It's funny. I think I got comment on that. I've been talking about.
Oh yeah,
I saw Angela's comment.
Was
different.
What was this question you posted? Does it? I was. Wait, it was something like, should a person perform oral sex on a virgin? It was something like that. It was like a long time ago.
She was,
like
she, was
ago.
She was saying she was trying to find somebody to blow her back out. That's what she typed on there.
No,
she didn't type that. She said she her serious question was it was about oral sex. Would you, if you had oral sex before you did vaginal sex or whatnot, would you still be considered a virgin? Correct.
I think it was just like, should you perform oral sex on a virgin?
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm going to go check for you now. This is what I've been seeing on computer last. Okay.
Man, we about to wrap up this show.
Y'all be going in on this page. I've been having that Zoom forever. All right, well, yeah, go ahead. I'm going to be here for a while trying to get to it.
Since he can't find it, our Facebook group or page is Glitz and Glamour Radio. So you can just search that page. And you can also comment and post. I also share the post from that page on my personal page. And that's about it. Follow me on Twitter. Sometimes I share the link on there too, at I Am Model Angela. Just how it sounds.
And you can follow me. You can follow me at 87DIMP87 Twitter and Instagram. Thanks for listening. Like always, same time, same place next week. I will have something. I mean, you know what? I'm gonna open it up for our listeners since y'all so shy and bashful and timid. I will just go on our Facebook fan page and open up the board and see what you guys want us to talk about.
Shoot, man. Oh, yeah, y'all check out this because it came out on last Thursday, so it wasn't out yet last week. Check out the new issue of Human Canvas Magazine. It's hot. It's the Celebration of Women issue. And... man, like I told you, man, we setting a precedent for this industry, so definitely check it out. And Angela's article was pretty nice. You gotta check it out. All righty. And that we be out. Peace.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.